Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you're watching history, Lee. After 45 years of talking and talking and talking to Iran, Trump is now talking not to Iran, but to his National Security Council. He is gathering them. He's come home early from the G7 summit. Not to capitulate, as Emmanuel Macron reported. Yes. He's going to try to get a ceasefire. Maybe in another universe, like a parallel one, but in this one, no. No, he's not. So he had to come out and correct that. But what he's doing, he's going in into the war room with the National Security Council so they can all coordinate in one place. He's left the G7 early. There's a lot of other signs, stuff's going on. Express reporting, U.S. Air Force sending out mysterious encrypted nuclear emergency codes. We don't know what they say, but we do know how many characters they are. Clocking in at 290 characters, that's a record. Meanwhile, U.S. appears to be deploying a large number of aerial refueling tankers across the Atlantic. What makes that significant is that the number that we are deploying right now is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. So the Times of Israel is reporting the U.S. Air Force appears to be in the midst of an unprecedented mass deployment of aerial refueling tankers across the Atlantic Ocean from bases in the U.S. amid the ongoing Israel-Iran war. They're saying at least 30 moved east in the late hours of Sunday, according to flight tracking data. That was just reported now, though. That the first time it's been used, that was reported 6:51 a.m. So such tankers are required to refuel aircraft participating in strikes far away from their home country.
Now, if there's the base at Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean has been occupied for quite some time now with B-52s and B-2s and tankers and support aircraft. In fact, I believe some F-15s have been sent down there as well. So, if they're moving the tankers, you know, over across the Atlantic, and also apparently the Navy has got the USS Nimitz headed to the Med, or at least to the Middle Eastern region. So, maybe not today, but very soon. Looks like that they're all of these things could be an indication of the U.S. involvement, or it could just simply be a threat.
Yeah, and one of the national security analysts on Fox News this morning put it really well. Look, Trump doing this, he's just retaining all his options.
Yes, exactly.
So he can immediately make a decision on what to do what not to do because we're in place. So.
I just got to tell you, and we still don't know how this is all going to end, but so far – I think that Trump, Netanyahu, and both the Israeli and American militaries are handling this brilliantly so far.
Yeah. Especially Trump, look, giving them the 60 days, trying to work with them even after they tried to kill him three times.
I saw a tweet apparently, or X, whatever you call it these days, from Lindsey Graham saying that nobody has worked harder for peace than Donald Trump with both Ukraine and Russia and with Iran and Israel. And giving Iran plenty of chances. And he's right about that. He's absolutely right about that.
Meanwhile, this is breaking at 8:06. Multiple explosions reported in eastern and central Tehran. Trump made major news last night by telling everyone to evacuate Tehran, go ahead and leave.
Israel a day ago was saying that Tehran will burn. And from what I was seeing last night, it already is.
Absolutely. And again, that just broke at 8:06. There's explosions in Tehran. There's burning, that sort of thing. So whatever Trump was warning about may have happened. Here's what he posted on Truth Social last night at 6:30 p.m. Iran should have signed the deal I told them to sign. What a shame and waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. So, you know, look, if you look at what Trump was responding to last night. Okay, a couple of things. When Trump negotiates, Trump will say thing A on Monday, the complete opposite thing by Wednesday, revert to a third possession by Friday, but then by Saturday be back to thing A again.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Right.
Now, sometimes, quite frankly, Trump flip-flops. He just did on immigration raids. That was a flip-flop. That wasn't a clever strategy. That was a flip-flop. He was testing the waters. He got absolutely smacked by his base. And it looks like he's backing off. I want to hear that from our media, not just the Washington Post, to believe it, and Axios, but okay. But Trump, when he's negotiating, you cannot take what he says all that seriously because he will throw out every position that there is. And so I've just kind of got to the point. Sometimes I don't even report them. I'm just like, okay, whatever. That's what he's saying today. When Trump has been saying this whole time, hey, this, that, the other thing, but when he says, get out of Tehran, and you are starting to see, all of our equipment move over there in an unprecedented level, believe that.
Well, apparently the Iranian people believed it, too, because I'd heard a report overnight coming in this morning that the traffic was backed up in Tehran, people trying to leave the area.
Good. And you know what? I feel bad for the Iranian people.
I do, too.
I really do. The latest poll they did in there was 2023. It's very difficult to poll inside Iran, but they have done it. 80% of Iranian voters, including those of the party of the mullahs, said they do not want a theocracy anymore. 80%. They do not want to be ruled by Muslim dictators. They want to have a democracy. So, I feel confident. I'm hopeful that these poor people will be set free. And look, we know how the folks of Iran live if they have a choice. I mean, me and the kids were looking, over the last week at just pictures of Iran before the 50s. You can't tell it's not America, Lee. The way the women dress, their hair, they're out shopping. The women are holding books. They're in schools. They're going to university. They're doctors. They're lawyers. They were a very, very progressive country for a Muslim country. They were very westernized. That is how they live if given, I am convinced, will live if given the chance.
I tell you one thing that I think is very interesting is what has not happened. Israel and Iran are bombing each other. Is the Middle East on fire? Unless you're in Iran or Israel, no. Has the oil market skyrocketed? It's up. Have other nations entered into the fray? Nope. What's China and Russia got to say about this? What does North Korea have? We haven't heard from the head poobah at the UN invoking the UN Security Council. I haven't heard anything about that. And what were we always told? If somebody did something to Iran to divest them of their nuclear ambitions, that the whole world would explode. Well, it hasn't happened.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, and one of the things that's frustrating me, Lee, is like people are comparing this to, oh, this is what happened with Iraq.
No.
And part of the reason for that is simple. The tech we have now makes Iraq look like the Stone Age. I mean, we didn't even know what drone, what is that? When we went to Iraq, we had to actually fight on the ground with weapons, massive troop deployments. That's not a thing now. We don't need to, people are, we're going to end up with troops and nation building. No, we're not. We're not sending troops. I guarantee you, Trump's not sending troops. We're not nation building. We're not doing any of that stuff. And we never needed to do it in Afghanistan either. We could have sent a light footprint strike force to do everything we needed to do in Afghanistan. And I've explained this. The difference was that the neocons in the Bush Republicans wanted to make money for their nuclear, for their military industrial complex donors. They did. That's why they did the nation building stupidity. We don't have to nation build. We're not gonna, not under Trump.
The goal here is not to invade Iran. It is to get rid of their nuclear program. And that can be done from the air and with external pressure.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to accomplish here. No one is going to see Israeli troops storming into the city streets of Tehran, or American troops for that matter. That's not the goal here. That's not the goal.
Amen to that. And we can do it without this. We cannot deal with a nuclear-armed Iran. We can't do it. It's not going to work. I don't know how many times to say that. Our side is saying stuff. A lot of people who disagree with this are saying, like, well, you know, we can't take up for Israel. This is not taking up for Israel. That's not what we're doing. Again, 319 strikes on our military vessels and our cargo ships. What part of that do you not understand? That was the Houthis. But I want to pull this up so people can understand the stakes here, because they are really, really high. That was Iran. That was Iran giving hardware to the Houthis and helping them hit our ships. Who else was helping? China.
Yep.
China was helping. Bill Gertz, Washington Times, April 18th, 2025. So we have just learned this. I made a huge deal of it at the time. Providing satellite data that is being used to identify U.S. and other ships and target them in the Red Sea for missile strikes appears to be part of a deal between Beijing and the Houthis. That would end attacks on Chinese shipping. At the time, Bill Gertz wrote, President Trump should invoke the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 to end trade and investment ties with China completely. I agree with that. China's regime, by its actions and its words, is America's enemy. So you already have Iran and China, this is before nukes, operating together to target American military vessels and cargo ships. What, are you going to send them a strongly worded letter?
Well, you also have the Chinese purchasing Iranian and Russian oil, which they're not supposed to do under the sanctions agreements to begin with.
No.
Which helps fund the wars for both sides.
Oh, by the way, thank you very much. And we've got these other, like, doom mongers out there who are like, oh, wait till you see the price of oil. It's lower than it was on Friday. Why? Because Iran is already under sanctions right now. Mm-hmm. They produce right now, even with Chinese buying some, 3% of the world's oil. This is why you're not seeing people are like, oh, it's going to be 120 a barrel. Not because of this, it won't. Oil has only risen about $5 a barrel since all this began. And it's, again, actually lower than Friday. It's pretty much flatlined because, again, we have already taken the Iranian oil off the main market. But, folks, the biggest thing is we cannot have Iran trying to kill Trump. We cannot have a country in which every future Republican candidate has to campaign from a bunker because Iran's trying to kill them while the Democrats snicker behind our backs, because that's exactly what just happened with Trump. We have three of their assassins in prison. We cannot have the Ayatollah out there issuing death sentences on Trump and everyone around him from his Twitter feed and then sending the assassins. And by the way, all morning, those of you who are haranguing me on our, you know, on our text line, you're repeating the neocon talking points. One of you respond. I want to hear one response from one of you about the assassination attempts on Trump, three of them. You guys have no argument for that, and that's why you're just sending me Rand Paul's talking points. Because you don't have an argument. Is it okay to try to kill a president? Is it? Or is that an act of war? Because to me, we're done here. We're taking away your nuclear capabilities because God knows what you are capable of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.